Welcome to this week's edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. This week we're going to take a look at winterization of different types of equipment on your farm, probably most importantly sprayers and precision agriculture equipment, and also the recent discussion about dicamba-resistant soybean varieties and some of the issues that we've seen across the country. Precision ag is only as precise as the equipment that's doing the job. Many farmers in this area have figured that out. And to help ensure that sensitive equipment continues to work year in and year out, it's good to make sure that you treat those pieces of equipment just like you would the other pieces of equipment on your farm during the off months. When cleaning combines, tractors, and applicators for storage, keep in mind that electronic connections are designed to be weatherproof, but not necessarily pressure washer proof, and we've seen some of these problems develop and actually happen on farms here locally. Taking a picture when you go to take apart different pieces of precision agriculture equipment can be very helpful and important because you want to make sure you remember how to hook these pieces of equipment back up after you've taken them off the mechanical equipment each year. Store what you can is also very important. Researchers and professionals have both said that even when equipment is stored indoors, it's a good idea to remove it and store it in a safe and stable location at a temperature around 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Any exposed connectors should be greased with dielectric grease and capped or protected in some way from moisture and dirt. And while all precision equipment is ruggedized to handle a wide range of extreme temperatures, it's always good to bring in the high-tech equipment that would otherwise sit inside. As you know, most of this equipment has a heavy price tag attached to it. Pull off the data and store it on your computer or in the cloud. Winter is the ideal time to remove those excess data files that otherwise would eat up valuable space during the production season. Inspect and note needed repairs also. Sometimes a lot of those wiring harnesses had to be specially made and aren't readily available at the dealership. Therefore, if you have any problems, it's good to check those now, and you'll have all those necessary wires, harnesses, and connections ready for you. Also, take a look at the yield monitor components on your combines. We've seen that our fair share of flow sensors left on combines ruined by mice and rodents chewing up insulation, but professionals recommend removing the sensor and safely storing it and checking wires and components for damage that might otherwise compromise the data you so graciously need. In addition, this week, cleaning a sprayer and winterizing it is also very important. Now, I know and realize that many of you would be saying that this is far too late, but as you check over your sprayer next year, you might find that there were some instances where you didn't winterize your sprayer very good, or maybe not at all. It's very likely you will not be using your sprayer again until the next spring, and so you might avoid or forget about those problems. When storing trailer type sprayers, you need to make sure you put blocks under the frame and the axle and reduce the tire pressure during storage. That'll allow those tires to actually last a lot longer, as ultraviolet light softens and weakens rubber materials such as hoses, tires, and degrades some of the chemical tank materials also. Now, when you need to think about the pump, that's the heart of a sprayer. So you don't want a pump that's cracked or not working fully at its capacity because you did not properly winterize it in the beginning. It's very likely that you did the right thing when you used the sprayer the last time. I know you probably rinsed the whole sprayer system out, which included tanks, hoses, filters, and nozzles, but you need to make sure that you dispose of that chemical correctly. But you know that because most farmers here in the county go through the private applicator program here at the extension office every 3 years. Now, cleaning the outside of the sprayer components needs to really be given the equal amount of attention. Removing compacted deposits with a bristle brush, then flush the exterior parts of the equipment with water or high pressure washer could have and should have been used, as the exterior will add only value to your equipment when time comes to trade it in. Lastly, this week, Extendamax now has a federal label for use in Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Now, how this will impact soybean production in the area, especially areas up north, is still yet to be determined. Now, these varieties are also stacked with the Roundup Ready trait. You may recall that Extend seed was approved for use during the 2016 season, but few fields were planted because dicamba was not yet labeled and major exports were not yet approved at the time of soybean planting. At the same time, some adoption did occur mostly in the south this past summer, and the illegal use of commercial dicamba products had problems with drift and off-target injury. Now, Monsanto recently approved on December 9th for a dicamba-containing Clarity DGA formulation, which we call Extendamax, with what they call vapor grip technology to reduce the volatility, otherwise known as drift. Our understanding is that the Extendamax label for use on Extend soybeans is probationary with a 2-year supplemental label. However, it can be prolonged if there are few or minimum problems in the first 2 years. As you know, dicamba and 2,4-D are highly potent chemicals. And so as you consider your options for the 2017 production season, keep in mind that these chemicals may carry with them trouble and other problems that could spread to neighboring farms. I know we've covered a lot of topics and issues this week. If you have any questions, feel free to contact the Extension Service here locally, and have a Merry Christmas.